Is there any moves that we lay Article 1 on the table? Is there a second? Second. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Those opposed, then Article 1 is laid on the table. Now let's try Article 9 again. Mr. Spadafora moves that we take Article 9 from the table. Is there a second? Second. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Those opposed, and Article 9 is taken from the table. Mr. Spadafora.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Move that the town vote to indefinitely postpone the subject matter of Article 9.
Is there a second? Second. Mr. Spadafora.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Tonight we would like to update town meeting about the contingency fund of the Reading Memorial High School project. Specifically, we would like to provide you with an update regarding the replacement of the culvert. The culvert runs from Imagination Station to Castine Field, and probably a lot of you out there never knew we had a culvert there right underneath the field. So we will share with you an update on that and the replacement of that. With me at the podium this evening, I have the superintendent, the town accountant, the assistant town manager, and our project manager, Scott Dunlap. I turn the presentation over to Mr. Scott Dunlap, our project manager.
Mr. Dunlap.
Thank you very much. Scott Dunlap with AI3, the project management firm in charge of the three school projects. I'd like to, as Mr. Spadafora mentioned, for those of you who don't know, there has always, or for some time now, there's been a very large, essentially underground pipe that runs from Imagination Station to Castine Field. It runs under the practice softball field, the JV softball field, the lighted softball field, and then discharges on the other side, essentially allows the Averjona River to run under the site there without disturbing the site. To give you a little bit of order of magnitude, that's about 900 linear feet, and the pipe itself is 64 inches wide and 43 inches high, so a very large pipe that runs through that area. Last year, during the construction of the lacrosse field, the artificial turf field, one of the construction workers that was actually working on the school project fell through a section of that pipe, and we realized that at that point in time it had deteriorated badly enough that it should be replaced. And due to the emergency safety concerns associated with that, and certainly its close proximity to the work that was being done on the high school project, the architectural firm, along with us, recommended to the selectmen, the FinCom, and the school committee in a joint meeting that that culvert should certainly be replaced. Given the sort of emergency status of the replacement, and because we already had a contractor on the site who could complete the work, we determined that at least for the time being, in order to expedite the project, that the money for that project would come out of the school construction project contingency fund and allow the work to proceed immediately. We also indicated at that point in time that because the contingency fund for the school construction project was never really intended to absorb such a project of that magnitude, that we would be revisiting in the future opportunities or alternatives for replenishing the money. And we knew at that time, by the way, that it was somewhere between $350,000 and $500,000, and that we would be seeking a means for restoring those funds back to the project. At the 2005 spring town meeting, we reported to this town body that a little bit of history of the project, and that we would also be coming forward, and the school committee would be coming forward at some point in time in the future to discuss the history again and the need for replenishing those funds. Just as a sort of a graphic or visual, this is a section of the deteriorated culvert pipe. Looks like a very large loaf of bread, actually. But you can see after they removed those sections, you can see the sides of that pipe are clearly very deteriorated. It's a galvanized steel pipe, and it was replaced with another galvanized metal pipe as part of the project. The The cost of the, as I mentioned earlier, the cost of replacement of the Aberjonah River culvert was never intended to be funded by the high school project. So using the contingency fund at the high school left the fund that was intended for the high school at a depleted level, essentially below what would be the prudent level to be continuing forward with the high school project. Because of that, we'd like to take just a minute to review the Reading Memorial High School contingency summary. The standard contingency for a school renovation project in Massachusetts is about 8 to 10%. We talked about 8% early on in the high school project, which would have been $3.55 million. The contingency that we had available prior to bidding was only about $2 million, and then subsequent to bidding, we had a contingency of about $1.6 million. Because it was understood that we were working with a reduced contingency in the fall of 2004, and then again in the spring of 2005, there was some additional funding supplied by this town meeting to replenish portions of the contingency fund to try to bring it up to what would have been a normal level for a renovation public school construction project. This meant, by the way, that at this point in time, if you take all of the funds that have been allocated towards the contingency for the high school project, it's about $2.47 million, or about 5.5% instead of the typical 8% contingency. In understanding the magnitude of what the culvert replacement project meant to the contingency fund and its impact on the contingency fund for the high school, we're showing the major categories that we break contingency spending into at the high school. And you can see from this chart that the cost of the culvert replacement at $380,000 is the biggest single category of expenditure out of the contingency thus far. And to date, $1.686 million of contingency have been expended. Why is this significant? Because we know at this point in time that we may encounter up to $200,000 in additional asbestos removal at the high school project based on what we've encountered thus far. And when you make the adjustment for that expenditure, we know that we only have $587,000 left in contingency for the high school project, an amount which is less than we would expect to have at this particular time in the project. Just to give you a little bit of frame of reference, at this point in time on the high school project, it's an approximately $45 million construction project. About $26 million has been expended, with approximately $19 million left to be expended. So the $587,000 represents a very low contingency level for the amount of project that is to be completed. With that quick summary, I'm going to turn the podium over to Superintendent Scatini.
Mr. Scatini.
Thank you, Mr. Dunlap. At this point, I would ask the Assistant Town Manager, Mr. Balashur, and our Town Accountant, Gil LaPointe, to give us some information regarding methods that we have to replenish the RMHS contingency.
Mr. LaLashur.
Thank you, Superintendent, and thank you, Mr. Moderator, Town Meeting. Behind me you see four methods that staff has discussed with the school committee and the school department of funding this. All of these methods require a vote of Town Meeting in the future. The first one is to use free cash. That's the only possibility on the list that requires only a majority vote of Town Meeting. Historically, FinCom has a policy, and town staff likes to hold a certain amount of free cash. Happily, for the first time in the last couple of years, has been true for maybe 2 years out of the last 10, we actually have the right amount of free cash, so this has not always been the case. But both the free cash and the stabilization fund, while they do have cash in them now, they are, of course, a savings account. The stabilization fund has been set aside and created by this body, and that would require a two-thirds vote for you to agree to move money out of that to fund the culvert. The third method being to borrow within the levy limit. Each municipality in the Commonwealth has a debt ceiling, and Reading is well within the limit of the debt ceiling and certainly would have the capacity to borrow money, which would then be paid out of the regular budget. So the first three items essentially are, if you will, inside the budget in terms of expense. The third method, as it is raising debt, also requires a two-thirds vote by town meeting. The fourth method, which Town Accountant Gail LaPointe will discuss in some detail, is a different approach where when a construction project or any large project is done, there's some legislation that allows a one-time revision of the project to add up to 5% of the cost. So in a sense, we could borrow an extra 5% of the 40-odd million that the high school would have initially been. And again, Gail will go into more detail, but just so you know, this would also require a two-thirds vote of town meeting.
Ms. LaPointe.
Thank you. What we have here is the fact that the Department of Revenue recognizes that major construction projects, such as a high school like this, the size of this project, will have details and costs that definitely can change as the project progresses. Thank you. So the Department of Revenue has developed a procedure whereby we can make a request to them, and they can review the situation and the details of that request and allow additional borrowing to be covered under the debt exclusion. And the DOR has set standards that they will consider in order to get this additional borrowing to be included in the debt exclusion. There are two basic standards, and that is that the additional amount be modest and that it be for the same project and not change the fundamental elements of the project. When they talk about modest in amount, they're very specific as far as indices that they will look to determine what modest would mean. And you can see examples of these indices, the Consumer Price Index, the Construction Cost Index, and the Governmental Cost Index. They would not want to see the amount that you're requesting to be included in that debt exclusion to exceed, say, 5%, for example, of the original price of the project. So 5% of our $50 million school project is about $2 million. So that's how they define modest in amount. So this type of a culvert problem would fall under that modest in amount category. Then as far as the same project, they've defined that to be expenses that are reasonably necessary to complete the fundamental elements of the project. And they realize you might run into some regulatory problems, some unplanned drainage issues, removal of asbestos, and undetected structural deficiencies. These are the types of problems that the director will consider appropriate for changes to a major construction project and that might qualify as additional costs under the debt exclusion, under the original debt exclusion. And I'm going to go back to Bob LaSure, and he's going to explain the steps that will be taken in order to actually go through this process with the Department of Revenue.
Mr. LaSure.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator and Gail. This would be the procedure that we would expect to undertake should this course of action be chosen. The next thing you'll hear will be in front of this body because you'll be asked to vote on one of those methods. In particular, the one Gail described, again, would require a two-thirds vote of this body to authorize the additional construction costs. Once town meeting has done that, the next step would be for the Board of Selectmen to actually apply to the DOR to determine if the borrowing would be allowed, and the DOR would then make a ruling on that. The salient points that Gail mentioned and that I know Superintendent Scatini will get into is this: the town may only do this once for a project, so it's important if you only have one chance to certainly do it right. If the town does receive approval, then no additional borrowing may be done under that debt exclusion without going to the voters. Lastly, the DOR would review the application and issue their finding and notify the town of their decision. We don't really have a time frame on that, but I don't think it takes too long for them to do that. And now I'll turn it over to Superintendent Scatini.
Mr. Scatini.
Thank you, Mr. LaSure. At this point, the recommendation from the school department is to vote to indefinitely postpone Article 9 at this time. There's been a lot of deliberation by the school department, by the school committee, and by FinCom regarding this, and there's been support by both school committee and FinCom to support seeking the one-time-only minor project change, debt exclusion, determination for the Department of Revenue. Since this is not wise at this point to proceed down this line, because it is a one-time-only, we would suggest that to wait until towards the end or the end of the project to determine if there are any other unforeseen issues that may arise at some point. During construction, the two issues that are all the where the unknowns usually are in renovation and in demolition. We're in the renovation process now. The demolition will be coming as this building is demolished. So those are two issues that we do not know about yet. We did not see the culvert deterioration or the person falling through coming. It wasn't something that we had envisioned in our project that we would have to do. And these are the things that the reason why the Department of Revenue suggests or requires the one-time only and would suggest to wait towards the end of the project. So that's the recommendation at the school department at this time. Thank you very much for your attention to this and for listening through this this process.
FinCom report.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Town meeting members, at our October 24th meeting, the Finance Committee voted not to recommend Article 9, 7-0. We were not convinced as to the need to do this now. However, as a reminder, we did vote on October 24th, 7-0, in favor of adding this to the Capital Improvement Plan as reported under Article 3, which passed town meeting Monday night. This allows us to consider the financing options in the future. Further to that, at our November 14th meeting, the Finance Committee voted 7-0 in favor of a strategy of delaying funding the culvert or any other extraordinary costs that may squeeze out key items that the project costs were intended to cover. It makes sense to wait until the end of the project to utilize our one-time opportunity when we know all of the costs of the project.
Is there further discussion? Ms. Phillips.